Welcome, Dr. Vikram. Today we want to ask you about some very, you can say, special thing which is very common in India, and it's very much useful in commercial world or village pharmacy also, and people are using it day-to-day life. So I am talking about neem.
Yes.
So neem is very popular in India. Yeah. And it's very commonly available also.
Yeah.
So please tell us about this.
Yeah, neem, it's not only popular in India, it's getting popular worldwide. People from all over the world now, they are using neem for its so many properties. It is useful in skin problems, it's useful in metabolic syndrome, it is useful as a pesticide, insecticide. So many properties of neem.
Okay.
So lot of things, lot of products have come up, lot of cosmetic products have come up, lot of pet care products have come up, lot of even agriculture products have come up. Mm-hmm. And for human consumption also there are so many products because it is effective in so many diseases.
Yeah, it's very popular.
It's very commonly used in India from last so many years, since ancient times, 5,000 years old, so many. Ancient textbooks are written on this particular tree, neem tree.
Okay, I tried to find it in my garden near my home. Yeah. And what come to my surprise was there are two different trees. And yeah. It was almost similar, but I was not able to understand which one is pure or which one is useful.
Yeah.
So I also want to know about different, if it is different, then what is the different?
Yeah, neem, it has a similar looking another tree. It is called Mahaneem. So people are not able to distinguish between the two neems.
Okay.
One is neem, one is Mahaneem. And the Latin name is Ajadi Recta Indica of neem tree. And the other...
the pure
tree,
one.
Other one, yeah. Other one is Melia Ajadi Recta. So I have some...
I see you have collected this.
I have collected the leaves.
Yeah.
I want to show you. You see, this is a neem, this one.
Uh-huh.
This is Ajadi Recta Indica, and this one is Melia Ajadi Recta. This is Mahaneem. You see, it is darker, the leaves are very dark.
Yeah, very dark.
And in neem, they are little lighter.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at the tree from far, you will see this one, Melia Ajadi Recta, Mahaneem, as appearing very dark.
Hmm.
From far, and this one is slightly lighter.
Yeah, lighter.
And you see the neem tree, the petiole. You see the leaf, there is no leaf at the end.
Okay.
In the neem tree, there is no leaf in the end, but in the Mahaneem, there is the petiole has terminal leaflet.
Okay.
This is the difference. One of the difference. I want to show you the
another
example. You see, I have this one is Mahaneem.
Okay.
You see that they are properly arranged leaves. These are Mahaneem.
Uh-huh.
And there are terminal leaflets.
Okay.
At the end you see there is terminal leaflet.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people, they are not able to distinguish between neem and Mahaneem.
Uh-huh.
And this is neem.
It's lighter also.
This Mahaneem is darker.
Uh-huh.
And this neem is lighter.
Yeah.
And this neem, they don't have terminal leaflets.
Yeah, at the end there is no terminal leaf.
At the end there is no terminal leaf.
So, it's very simple to distinguish.
Simple. And in this Mahaneem, this branch.
Okay.
This one is also bigger.
Okay. Yeah, it's very big.
The petiole.
Uh-huh. It's bigger.
It's very big.
Uh-huh.
Instead of there are many of these smaller leaves.
Uh-huh.
And one big branch. It's called Phyllotaxy.
Uh-huh.
In botany. Anyway, this so you can easily distinguish between by the color, by the arrangement of leaves.
Okay.
And you.
It's very simple to understand.
So there are many people who don't understand the difference. They keep using this Mahaneem instead of neem. So it is very important to use exact neem because that gives better results.
Okay.
So this is a miracle herb. This is a miracle tree.
Mm.
Every single part of it is beneficial.
Every
bark,
part is useful.
Yeah, the bark is very useful. The leaves are very useful.
Uh-huh.
The fruits are just like they are drupes.
Okay.
Fruit is called drupe, like mango. Outside there is this cover, and then inside there is seed.
Okay.
This is a fruit of neem. They are yellowish green. And they are very useful in so many diseases.
Okay.
So mainly neem leaves are used in skin problems. So in India they boil the leaves, and they given to patients who are suffering from boils for acne problem, for dandruff problem, for psoriasis problem, and for all the chronic eczema problem. Even in diabetes also they are very good. In this piles also, because it is antibiotic and anti-infective.
Oh, great.
So antibiotic, anti-infective, antiseptic, anti-inflammatory, wound healing properties are there. So in pet care also, if you have pet, because everyone is not having this neem tree nearby. If someone is not having, then neem capsules, it can be used.
So, Dr. Vikram, as you are Ayurveda expert, you can tell better about Ayurvedic properties of neem also.
Yeah, according to Ayurveda, neem is light and dry in properties. And taste is bitter.
Okay.
Anything, any herb which is light and dry is easily digestible, and causes lightness in the body. And and if we use it too much in for long periods and long higher quantity, then it can produce little dryness also in the body.
Okay.
So it is always better to use it along with ghee, cow ghee.
Okay.
So if we process it in cow ghee or in some oil.
Or if one used to take ghee along with diet.
In the diet
only.
So the dryness goes away.
Okay.
But in the short term, for 1 month, 2 months, or even 3-4 months, if we use neem, then there are no side effects.
Okay.
And it is bitter in taste. It's good for pitta. You know, pitta is controlled by the bitter taste herbs. So pitta is all causing skin problems. So
okay.
It is very good for pitta problems, all the skin diseases.
So the dryness factor you are telling, is it a side factor or is it a property? Because in acne people, they also have oily skin. And
yeah, it is a very good question. In fact, if there is oily skin, if there is wet eczema, and there is oozing skin, then it is very beneficial. This dryness can cover the problems.
Okay, so it's a part.
In wet eczema, it is wonderful. It is a miracle.
Okay.
Oozing eczema. You can even...
A very serious condition.
Very serious condition.
Okay.
So, it is very good. And the vipak of this neem is katu vipak, so good in cholesterol also, in diabetes also is very good.
Okay, many uses. So apart from this, you can say side effects and benefits, what are the, you can say for a common person, how it's useful, in what conditions, if you elaborate?
Yeah, I want to tell you so many common conditions. If you start from the head, then for dandruff, one can use it. If they don't have access to the tree or the leaves, they can use the capsule, take out the capsule, and then then use it over the scalp, rub it over the scalp.
Okay, this neem capsule you have. Okay,
capsules can be used.
Okay.
Or they can open up the capsule and rub it over the scalp, and the dandruff is gone.
Okay.
Even in wound healing, if the wound is not healing, if the ulcer is not healing, in diabetic wounds or an anal fissure,
okay,
if the piles they are causing infection in the piles, and any other skin infection, the capsules can be opened up and then.
Okay, for local application, one can open these capsules and use the powder.
In chicken pox also, in any small chicken pox and any other measles also, one can wash the those. In herpes also.
Oh, great.
It's very wonderful. In herpes, I have seen very good results. The vesicles, they don't give pain and they clear very quickly if they are washed by neem leaves decoction, or if neem capsules are consumed, or if neem capsules, the paste is applied.
Okay.
Or the washed with the neem. So these are the different uses. And even I want to tell you one important role of neem also in pets. Because you know, pets, they have, especially dogs, they have a lot of skin problems. And this neem is very effective in those problems.
Okay, dogs can take.
Yeah. It is very good insecticide also. Because if the dogs, they have fleas and ticks in their body, dogs or cats or even this sheep or goat.